Tiare paused to take breath. It was then that he told me of his wife in England. My poor Strickland, I said to him. They've all got a wife somewhere. That is generally why they come to the islands. Atta is a sensible girl, and she doesn't expect any ceremony before the mass. She's a Protestant, and you know they don't look upon these things like the Catholics. Then he said, but what does Atta say to it? It appears she has a begging for you, I said. She's willing if you are. Shall I call her? He chuckled in a funny dry way he had, and I called her. She knew what I was talking about, the hussy. And I saw her out of the corner of my eyes listening with all her ears while she pretended to iron a blouse that she had been washing for me. She came. She was laughing. But I could see that she was a little shy, and Strickland looked at her without speaking. Was she pretty? I asked. Not bad. But you must have seen pictures of her. He painted her over and over again, sometimes with a peret on and sometimes with nothing at all. Yes, she was pretty enough. And she knew how to cook. I taught her myself. I saw Strickland was thinking of it, so I said to him, I've given her good wages, and she saved them. And the captains and the first mate she's known have given her a little something now and then. She saved several hundred francs.